probably rather obvious to us as we follow this gospel passage that our Lord is referring to himself when he speaks of the heir. Actually, if we follow along the whole thing, first our Lord is speaking of, he's basically referring to the Old Testament. The landowner who planted the vineyard, of course God would be the landowner himself, and the vineyard the people of Israel. And he comes around after a long journey seeking the fruits, the vintage. And those to whom the vineyard is rented out instead try to take everything for themselves. The servants that are sent would be the prophets who are sent to warn those tenants, the people of Israel, the governors, the rulers of Israel, to turn around, go back to the Lord, give him the fruits he's looking for. They come to take the fruits. And we see how they're treated. And that's exactly how the prophets were treated. Then finally comes the Son. And as we know, God did send his only Son, our Lord himself. And would they respect him, the Son? Well, we know what happened. Our Lord is basically predicting it here. And the Pharisees recognize it. It's all going to be taken from them. They're going to reject him. They're going to kill him. Which all happened. But in the end, who's going to win the victory? Well, certainly our Lord himself, who rose from the dead. So that death became a great victory. That is the victory of sin, of light, the victory of grace over death and sin. And so then we see that our Lord himself is that cornerstone that's rejected, but it becomes the cornerstone, the very stone upon which our faith is built. Now we look at that and apply it to ourselves. Are we going to be like those who reject our Lord, who reject the gospel, who reject everything and turn back to ourselves? Or are we going to turn to him? We're going to accept him. And this is what we are called to do, accept him. Turn to him. That we, by his grace, can bear the fruits we are called to bear. That we can, through him, achieve our salvation. Return to the Father. The very thing for which we were created. The very thing for which we are placed here on this earth, to return to him. Are we going to turn back to ourselves and reject him? Or are we going to turn to him with all our whole being and give ourselves to him, that he may bring us to himself? Praised be Jesus and Mary.